Just before 10 o'clock last Wednesday morning, a call came in to Flagstaff Unified's IT department about a few computers that were acting oddly. It was ransomware. Zachary Fountain is FUSD's Director of Communications.
We started identifying the areas where the ransomware was at and started systematically taking those systems offline.
Within a few hours, FUSD decided the best move would be to disconnect all district computers from the internet and shared servers.
And we didn't have the confidence in terms of holding school the next day.
Bertrand Cambus is a professor of cybersecurity at Northern Arizona University. He says it's not surprising the district had to close because modern buildings typically rely on computers to operate.
Any type of service that is centralized is going to be potentially subject to the attack.
That can mean a shutdown of everything from door locks to fire alarms to accessing student information. And then, of course, there's the money demanded by the hacker. FBI data show of the nearly 1,500 attacks reported last year, Americans paid $3.5 million to ransomers.
The hacker used to be individuals. Now, very often, you have institutions with tens of thousands of people, sometimes funded by foreign entities.
Zachary Fountain says for FUSD, the attack meant having to reformat hundreds of computers and backing up what data they could to new external memory.
I think we cleaned out all of Northern Arizona of hard drives.
Fountain says the community stepped up as well during the 2 days that some 10,000 students were out of class.
NAU, Yavapai, and CCC sent their top IT professionals in to help. We had local grocers like Sprouts who just decided to drop off food because they knew people were working through the day. And on top of that, we had folks who were showing up and saying, hey, what can I do?
The district isn't able to give too many details at this point because the incident is being investigated by the FBI. Unanswered questions include who the attackers were, if the ransomware deployed, or which district computers were infected. Fountain says it could have been much worse than shutting down for 2 days. The district did not pay any ransomware, and cybersecurity insurance should cover the cost of any fixes. For KNAU, I'm Zach Ziegler in Flagstaff.